Right, no, absolutely. I completely agree. Definitely looks like a 180-degree turn from last year. But let's going back to this defense, and you mentioned his name, and that's Earl Thomas. We know how devastating of an injury that is. We know that he wears his heart sleeve every single day. This guy is like the modern day like Brian Dawkins or something. Just seems to want to just beat the brakes out of everybody that he's playing against. And then, you know, after he got injured, looks like he's going to be out for the year. He tweeted that he's contemplating or thinking about retirement, things like that. So when you hear that as a fan, how do you feel and like react to that? And then what do you think the Seahawks have to do to adjust for him not being available for them for the rest of the year?
Well, first of all, that was like the tweet heard around the world, yeah. I think. I mean, no matter if you were a Seahawks fan or not, I mean, that's like how Gronkowski's injury hurt. I mean, here's the deal. It's not even as bad as Gronkowski's injury, because Gronkowski's been injured like once and every time for the last 3 or 4 years. So the Patriots at some point, I think, understand and can understand that. But for us, like, we've had Earl Thomas. Like, he's never been injured. I think up until recently, he hasn't started like 100-and-some games. That's, you know, true. He's been, you know, our guy. And for him not to be there was, you know, just seeing that injury. Well, let's talk about the injury for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you know how rock hard Cam Chancellor has to be for you to break your tibia on him?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you know, at first when he saw it, I was like, well, how did he get injured? He didn't hit anybody. And then I saw him hit Cam, and I was like, wait a minute. He broke his leg off of Cam Chancellor. So
that boy Cam's a big boy. That's a big boy.
and apparently rock hard. Apparently just super rock hard. So, you know, definitely it's kind of an eye opener for us, because, you know, I think there was some kind of stat. You know, I'm not a statistician by any means, and I quote that all the time on my show. But there was a stat that was showed that basically when we have our Legion of Boom, which obviously is Thomas, Chancellor, and oh my God, what am I forgetting? You see, you guys got me on the spot, and I'm totally forgetting. But out of our three guys, when one of them's gone, we're like at like a 50% win margin, or like a 75% win margin. Versus when we have all three of them, we're winning every game. We're winning our record is five to one when we have all three of the guys. Versus when our record is, you know, 2-4, I think it was, when we only had two of the guys. So it's pretty tough. The thing is for us, you know, if we don't have Cam and we don't have Thomas, and we have some issues in the backfield in regards to, like, you know, safety now. I think Kelsey McCray is our backup now. So leaning to him, I know we've got Shee that's still up out there. He's a help for us. But it's going to be a lot on, you know, our defensive coordinator on trying to execute other plays that hopefully, you know, when we saw Earl go out, we saw the Panthers go straight target to the receiver that usually Thomas would be covering. So they went straight to him, and they scored a touchdown. So we really have to be able to open up, and hopefully Cam can get around a little bit easier. Hopefully these guys are practicing hard. Because the thing is, yeah, we beat the pants off the Panthers, and they're definitely not the team they were last year, but we're going to have a lot bigger challenges come playoffs, and especially when it comes to, like, you know, meeting some other NFC powerhouses, like the Cowboys.
And then I completely agree with what you said about Earl Thomas, but with the fact that Earl Thomas has gone out, how important is it to make sure you get home field advantage, especially in the number one seed? Because we know the Cowboys right now are at 11-1. Seahawks are trying to chase them down. And when you look at it, they want home seeding throughout the whole entire playoffs because you get the 12th man involved. But if they have to go on the road to Dallas, can they do that?
Well, and here's the deal. I think we can do it. The thing, it's going to hurt. It hurts us to not have Earl Thomas to be there for, obviously. We want to make what we would love to have him been there. I think we can go to Dallas. You know, we went to Dallas last year and won. I actually went to that game in Dallas. That was obviously the game also that Ricardo Lockett got injured on, which is a terrible thing, too. But we have gone. We have played. The only thing that I think we have is that, you know, we've got a great defense. And even though they have a great offensive line, I think some of our – I think having, you know, our good defense is valuable. But also, you know, these guys for Dallas are great, and the rookies are wonderful. And it hurts me to say that because I am probably one of the biggest Dallas haters ever. But they
join the club.
Can we start a club? I think I'd like to be the chairwoman for that.
Oh, it's been started. It's been started since the beginning of humankind. Yeah.
Listen, I honestly, it's the Cowboys, Lakers, and Niners. All three of them could, like, fall off the side of the earth.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
Definitely, you know, Dak and Zeke are great players, but neither one of them has any playoff experience. And we all know that Tony Romo isn't one to look to for playoff experience help because, well, you know, his record in the playoffs is obvious. We haven't won anything. So that's our one thing is that we definitely have experience in the playoffs. We definitely have experience in the Super Bowl. And I think we've learned from our own mistakes in the Super Bowl. I won't mention which one. But, so that's kind of where we're at right now is hoping, you know, I think we can do it. We would love to have home, but we definitely want to have home field advantage. Having that week, the first week bye as well would be great. But ultimately, I think, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, being realistic and knowing that we may have to be in Dallas come the NFC Championship.
All right, let me put you on the spot. All right.
Okay.
Let's say you guys are in the playoffs. All right. NFC Championship game. Dallas versus Seattle. Games in Dallas. Jerry World. Place is rocking, okay? Dak is in there. You know, Romo's throwing his pom-poms up in the air because he doesn't have to play this playoff game and probably, you know, having – because his worst nightmare was Seattle from about like a decade ago. That's what we remember about Tony Romo the most in the playoffs. So you look at that. They're matched up against – What's the game plan? What would you guys need to do in order to succeed in that game, move on to the Super Bowl, in that hypothetical situation, without the 12th or your 12th man – being at home, and how would you be able to stop Zeke and Dak, and then the game plan in general?
Sure. Well, I think definitely I don't know if you've realized, but I know you've talked to a couple other fans of other teams, but the 12th man travels hard.
Yeah.
We travel tough, and we show up, we're front row. I have a couple of friends that will sit there. You'll see a 12th flag every game you see on TV in the front row standing. So the 12th man will be there, especially for an NFC Championship game, so we will have a crowd there no matter what. That's number one. So there will be support for our guys no matter what. Number two, I think, in as far as Dak Prescott goes, is being able to pass rush. I mean, we really want to utilize our defense. But I mean, having Michael Bennett back and him being healthy is going to be a real valuable asset. Him, Cliff Averill, even Frank, and there's a new guy, Gant, I think, is all these guys are amazing, and if we can just get them to continue to put pressure on that offensive line, which we know to be so great for Dallas, that I think we can make put pressure on Dak. Dak hasn't seen any pressure, so we don't really know how well he can do under it. I mean, they haven't faced a ton of great defensive teams. Of the couple they have faced, you know, that's not much. They haven't faced the Seahawks yet. Dak hasn't seen the Seahawks. So we definitely want to put a bunch of defensive pressure on them and putting pressure on Dak especially. As far as the running game goes, I mean, it's really hard to stop Zeke. It's not – it's going to be a difficult challenge, but if our defense stays strong, we have to ensure that we're, you know, charging that line, that we're stopping him. You know, if they're able to get – you know, make them throw. Make Dak throw the ball, because if they're dishing it off to Zeke, he's going to make yards. He's going to keep pushing the line. So we want to stop him at the line, and we want to stop the passes, because I think our guys can cover the receivers. I mean, yeah – you know, you got Dez Bryant, and no one's gonna, I think we have better chance stopping Dez Bryant versus stopping, like, Cole Beasley. Like, that little guy, you don't even know where he comes from, and he just gets the ball, and he's got first down 20 yards down the field.
That's true. And I want to flip it, though, with the offensively for Seattle. I know you brought it up a little while ago, but we just saw Thomas Rolls come back, and he had a very effective game. How important will he be in the playoffs? Because we saw in the last previous two Super Bowl runs how important Marshawn Lynch could be to this team. So how important do you think Thomas Rolls will be?
Oh, I mean, extremely important. I mean, you kind of saw how we struggled when we had no offensive line around, but B, not having someone to penetrate, a running back to, you know, push that ball. He's a powerhouse. I mean, on it, like you saw him on Sunday, you know, when he's on, he's on. He broke a lot of records last season. He does great. I mean, he has, you know, he's got the power behind him. He's got that Lynch power. He actually, Lynch was his role model for a while on the team. So he's got that experience. He's got the ability. We want to make that work for him. So, but he has to be able to be healthy, and he's got to get the ball. I mean, I think Pete Carroll made it very clear last Friday before the game on Sunday was that, you know, Rawls is going to see the ball a lot more. And there you saw it. You know, Ross with the ball up more. He was able to execute. He had two touchdowns in the first half, which is which is unbelievable and wonderful. And if we can keep that going, I mean, because we all know Cowboys defense is okay. It's not outstanding. So if we can push that, having a great running back behind us, I mean, there's nothing more we can do.